We're going to open the Word of Yahweh, but right now let's listen to Guiding Light as we give thanks. And this is Creation.
I was lying there just looking at the sky. Night was fading and daylight caught my eye. I could scarcely see the moon through the evergreens, but its mellow glow was an awesome sight to see. After gazing into the blue horizon for so long, I decided that the sky would be my song. The beauty overwhelmed me, and the air was crystal clear. I'm glad that creation was meant to be. How can man believe in evolution when something so great has come to be? The good book says that Jesus did it all with his own hands, and that's the way it was meant to be. Is this real or is it my imagination? Just to think that this all came from you. Looking at the moon and the stars and the sky, why am I so lucky to have one?
Rick Guthrie and the gang from Judson Baptist College in Portland, Oregon. We give thanks unto Yahweh. We've got a lot of scripture verses here to consider, to meditate, and to lift up Yahweh in His Word. We give Him thanks, first of all, for the Word, because He is the Word. It says in 1 John about the Scriptures. It says about our Messiah. So that's the first book of John in the Evangels. And here it is. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yahweh, and the Word was Yahweh. So in the beginning was the Word was with Yahweh, and the Word was Yahweh. The same was in the beginning with Yahweh. All things were made by Him. So by the Word, in other words, by the Messiah. Without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. That was 1 John 1 through 5, or actually the book of John. Oh, the scriptures are what gives life, what gives us understanding and wisdom and salvation through the scriptures. I give thanks for the past 40 years of marriage with my late wife, Penny, beautiful woman there, my wife and companion, and we shared a daughter, born in 1982, through a series of four miracles, and what a wonderful time we had back there, going to churches and fellowshipping and growing and all that. Wonderful family. I thank Yahweh for our great health, for the very food that He has provided for us that we enjoy. Of course, we earn the money to buy the food, but, well, if He didn't create it, I guess our money wouldn't be, it would be worthless. It wouldn't be any good. So I thank Yahweh for the great food that is on the table. I don't see Thanksgiving as being a great feast of eating turkey or anything like that, or especially if watching noisy ball games, that is necessarily a time to rejoice. And is that a way of giving thanks to Yahweh by turning on crowd noise? my former wife would say, no, turn that thing off. Well, turn off the sound. You can watch him play, maybe, and watch him chase the pigskin out there a couple of yards. I thank him for all of our life and the world around us, the wonderful places. I think of Yellowstone in Yellowstone National Park. That geyser there kept going off, and all the other ones, too, kept popping up. And now it's that falls there that I know it, but I can't think of it right now that I'm on the air. But I'll call it Old Faithful Falls. That's not what it is. It must be Yellowstone Falls. I don't think that's it either. But that that famous falls there in the park is so beautiful. I don't know if there's another place that has a prettier waterfall than the one there in Wyoming. Thank you, Abba, for the rain, for the cool weather, and for the great sunshine. You got to have them both, sunshine and rain. You got to have a balance, and he set that for us here on this present world. And what a freedom to worship, too. Freedom to praise Yahweh is a beautiful thing, isn't it? And then some of the scriptures, we're going to be reading the book of Psalms, but let's start out here in Colossians chapter 3, verse 14 through 16. And above all these things, put on love. Now that's agape love there. Put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Let the peace of Yahweh rule in your hearts, to the which also all of you are called in one body, and be all of you thankful. So there's a key word here in my passage in Colossians 3. But all of you be thankful. Let the word, the logos, the word of Messiah, dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. So it's psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with unmerited favor in your hearts to Yahweh. They kept the feasts in Nehemiah's day, the feast of Yahweh, in Nehemiah 12:27 in the book of Nehemiah. That's before the book of Psalms. And at the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought the Levites out of all their places to bring them to Jerusalem to keep the dedication with gladness. So they must be thankful for the temples that Yahweh has given us, even our very bodies, a praise to him, Romans 12, to keep the dedication with gladness, both with thanksgivings and with singing, with cymbals, psalteries, and with harps. 1 Chronicles 16:23. Sing unto Yahweh, all the earth. They're singing this beautiful prayer to Yahweh. Sing unto Yahweh, all the earth. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his power among the heathen. So some people say that you're not supposed to tell the heathen the name of Yahweh. We're going to keep it secret from them, but it says to declare his esteem among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. For great is Yahweh, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all Elohim. For all the Elohim of the people are idols, but Yahweh made the heavens. Power and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto Yahweh, all of you families of the people, give unto Yahweh esteem and strength. Give unto Yahweh the esteem due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Praise Yahweh and the beauty of separation or pureness. Fear before him all the earth. The world also shall be stable, that it not moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let men say among the nations, Yahweh reigns. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof, let the fields rejoice, and all that is therein. We're reading here from 1 Chronicles 16, verse 33, Then shall the trees of the woods sing out the presence of Yahweh, because he comes to judge the earth. Trees literally probably not singing to Yahweh there, but that represents people. The trees of the wood sing out at the presence of Yahweh, because he comes to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks unto Yahweh, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And say all of you, Save us, O Yahweh, of our salvation, and gather us together, and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy separated name, and give esteem in your praise. Blessed be Yahweh, the mighty one of Israel, forever and ever. And all the people said, Hallel, and praised Yahweh. Also in 1 Chronicles 29, verse 10, Wherefore David blessed the mighty one Yahweh before all the congregation, and said, Blessed be thee, Yahweh, the mighty one of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Yahweh, is the greatness, and the power, and the esteem, and the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Yahweh, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of you, and you reign over all. And in thy power, in thy hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is to make great, and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our mighty one, we thank thee and praise thee in thy esteemed name. But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. For we are strangers before thee, and sojourners, as were all our fathers. Our days on the earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding. O Yahweh, our mighty one, all this store that we have prepared to build thy house, thee in house, for thy pure name comes of your hand, and is all your own. Here's Jim McDonald. He's a pilgrim.
I am a pilgrim, but not a rambler. There is a pathway meant just for me. I only fumble when I won't follow. I only stumble when I won't see. Light of life, shine on my pathway. Shepherd, call me down the road. I am coming, I am coming. Though I've been beneath my load, I am a stranger, but not an orphan. There is a mansion prepared for me. I'm going home now to see my father. I am a member of his family.
I am a pilgrim,
but not a rambler. I am a stranger,
but not an orphan.
But not an orphan.
And I am on my way home.
I am a pilgrim, but not a rambler, and I'm going home.
That's Jim McDonald, who has a deep, deep, deep country spirit, a deep, deep one. And I'm so thankful for the pilgrims who came to America and roughed it out there, helped establish such a great country that we have today. I'm also thankful to all the veterans who gave their blood and gave their lives, too, particularly back in the Second World War for us and for the world and for those presently who are out working, standing in the rain at attention or parade rest. In the book of Daniel, chapter 2, verse 19. Then the secret was revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed Yahweh, the one of heaven. Daniel answered and said, Blessed be the name of Yahweh forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He reveals the deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O you Yahweh of my fathers, who have given me wisdom and might, and have made known unto me now what is desired of thee. For you have now made known unto us the king's matter." Yes, the dream revealed to Daniel. And also in chapter 6, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before Yahweh, as he did in old times. We're giving thanks today and every day. You could play this MP3 at any time you like, to give thanks unto Yahweh. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, the apostle wrote that all of you would walk worthy of Yahweh, who has called you unto his kingdom and power. For this cause also we thank Yahweh without ceasing, because when all of you received the word, when all of you received the logos of Yahweh, which all of you heard of all of us, all of you received it not as the word logos of men, but as it is in truth, the word, the logos of Yahweh, which eventually works also in the, which effectually also works in you that believe. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, rejoice evermore. Verse 17, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of Yahweh in Yahusha HaMashiach concerning you. Quench not the spirit, quench not the pneuma, despise not prophesyings, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, thanks be unto Yahweh for his unspeakable gift. What is that unspeakable gift? I believe that that unspeakable gift that we could hardly enumerate, we could hardly describe it, it is the gift of salvation by the death of Yahweh on the tree of Calvary. By his resurrection power, he will restore us to life, just as that new bud and leaf comes out and springs out every year after the hard winter and becomes new. How do all those beautiful leaves there in the end of the year, in the end of the summer there, how do they turn so beautiful? And then they flutter. You can watch the patterns of the leaves as they flutter down so gracefully. They dance on their way down to the ground, and then they just stay there and darken and get all mushy and turn into fertilizer. Well, lo and behold, in the next year after the winter, somewhere around Passover time, everything starts budding out again, brand new life, brand new fruit. Psalm 30 says, I will extol thee, O Yahweh, I will extol thee, for thou hast lifted me up, and have not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Yahweh, my Yahweh, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Yahweh, you have brought up my soul from the grave. You have kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto Yahweh, all of thee. Sing unto Yahweh, all of you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his pure nature. And then Ephesians 5:17. We're going to get back to Psalms here in a moment. Ephesians 5, wherefore be all of you not unwise, but understanding what the will of Yahweh is, and be not drunken with wine, wherein is excess. So getting drunk with wine is excess. But be filled with a spirit, with a pneuma, it says there in the Greek. Speak to yourselves, speaking in to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to Yahweh, giving thanks always for all things unto Yahweh and the Father, to Yahweh and the Father, in the name of our Messiah, Yahusha HaMashiach. That was Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17. Back to the book of Psalms, verse 75, or chapter 75. Unto thee, O Yahweh, do we give thanks unto you. Unto you do we give thanks, for that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. That your name is near, thy wondrous works declare. Yahweh is. He is the creator of all things. Oh, such beautiful natural features, such beautiful people, neighbors and friends. All those great heroes of the faith who set a great example for us. Hebrews 13 there. Yes, and for the beautiful music, the praise music that he gives us. Psalm 79, so we your people and sheep of thy pasture will give thee thanks forever. We will show forth your praise to all generations. Psalm 92, it's a good thing to give thanks and praise unto Yahweh. It's a good thing to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy faithfulness every night and thy loving kindness in the morning. Psalm 119 now. Psalm 119, verse 62. Let us give thanks unto Yahweh. Because this probably be the last scripture verse as we finish up this MP3 broadcast. Psalm 119, 62 to 64. At midnight, I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. Judgments, of course, are found in Exodus chapter 21, 22, and 23. They are extensions of the Ten Commandments. Verse 63, I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Yahweh, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Give thanks unto Yahweh. Lift your voice unto him each and every day, regardless of circumstances, regardless of what that person might condescendingly say to you and try to belittle you. Oh, my friend, abide in him, abide in his word, no matter whether you feel like it or not. On the feast days, the Sabbath days, on any day, on any month, any week, give thanks to Yahweh, give praise to his name, O Most High. This is Stefan Yah on YahwehYahweh.name. And now let's give more thanks in song.